Friends, today's liturgy leaves each of us with the simple question. Who is the king of your life? Hopefully the answer is Jesus Christ. If not, well, you have some work to do. But even if this is your answer, what does it really mean to say that Jesus is king? That's what we'll explore here in the next few minutes. My kingdom does not belong to this world, Jesus informs Pontius Pilate in today's gospel passage. My kingdom is not here, he says. His kingdom is not a creation of this world. It is not constrained by anything earthly. Rather, his kingdom is heaven on earth. So yes, his kingdom is present on earth, but not constrained by it. And his kingdom is all about making earth more heavenly, not about making heaven more earthly, which is what we often try to do. We try to domesticate Jesus, right? We want to make him who we want him to be. And we want heaven to be the way that we want it. But that's not the way it works. This kingdom is otherworldly. And the more we realize and accept this reality, the more the supernatural will guide us, making our joys all the more brilliant and lifting us above mere human solutions to our troubles. In short, the more we will live by truth. Just as Jesus says, again he's speaking to Pilate here, that he came into this world to testify to the truth. He didn't come for fun and games. He didn't come to be your buddy. He didn't come to be a big teddy bear, like I talk about fairly frequently. Give him a big hug and everything's magically better. He came to testify to the truth. He wants you to know and love the truth so you can see things as they really are and then live life to the full. But you can't live life to the full unless you see properly. He is the truth, after all. We see elsewhere in John's gospel, he tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Getting back to today's gospel passage, he also says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So it's important for us to listen to his voice. That's the implication. Sadly, though, just like Pilate way back in the day, a great many people today refuse to acknowledge objective truth. Pilate, the very next verse after today's gospel passage ends, he says, what is truth? He kind of scoffs at Jesus, who says he came to testify to the truth. He says, what is truth? So many people are kind of flippant about this objective truth, just like Pilate. And so instead of recognizing that truth, they try to define truth as they see fit. How convenient, right? And this never ends well. It always leads to abuses of power. You may have heard the phrase, might makes right. Well, that's what's going on with Pilate. Yeah, what is your truth? I'm the one who has the power here, so I make the truth. I say what's true, and you better follow it, or there's consequences. That's this concept of might makes right. And so people that want to define their own truth, well, it always leads to these kinds of abuses of power, a rejection of God's authority, and a focus on self and worldly goods. History is absolutely littered with such kings and rulers, and yes, even many Christian rulers fall into this camp. However, regardless of all this, Jesus Christ is still king. And yes, even regardless of what happened in Missoula yesterday, Jesus Christ is still king. There still is hope for us. He is, in fact, the most powerful king of all. He's infinitely more powerful than any human king has ever been. Yet, his power doesn't come from or depend on anything earthly, nor does he rule with an iron fist. Daniel's prophecy in today's first reading has indeed come true, for Christ has received all dominion, glory, and kingship from the Father, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed. He is robed in majesty and girt about with strength, as today's psalmist sings, for this is the same Lord who has created everything, making the world firm, not to be moved. And Jesus himself solemnly proclaims in today's second reading, which comes from Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So clearly, he is King of the universe. Whether we recognize it or not, he's still the King. But look at how this mightiest of all kings rules. With mercy, humility, and self-emptying love. We see that so beautifully on the cross. He is the faithful witness we heard. And if we go back to the Greek, the martyrion or something along those lines is the word for witness. It's our word for martyr. So we could say he is the faithful martyr, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. This is how our King rules. And remember, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We had this wonderful excerpt a couple months ago in the Sunday liturgy. This is where Paul begs the Lord three times to remove this thorn in his flesh that he says he had. We don't really know what that is. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. But the Lord doesn't. But he responds to Paul and to us with these words. My grace is sufficient for you. For power is made perfect in weakness. And we see that. That's what happens on the cross. The ultimate weakness becomes the ultimate power. The victory over weakness, sin, and death comes through weakness. Because that's how God works. Jesus is the King who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Not by some magic wand or pixie dust, or by his blood, by his own sacrifice. That's how he has freed us. This King has laid everything down for his people. That's us. And has made us into a kingdom. He's made us into a kingdom. We are his kingdom. This is amazing. This is exciting. Let us live every moment in this truth as if we believe that it's true with every fiber of our being. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Now, this may sound all great and uplifting, but if you don't live this way every day, then these are merely nice-sounding words. That's all they are. Might give you a warm fuzzy for a short amount of time, but aren't going to change, aren't going to move the needle, so to speak. So I have some questions to give you something to reflect on, to see how you're living this out. Is Jesus King over all aspects of your life? Is he the King of all your possessions? Or are your possessions King over you? Is he the King of your mind, soul, and yes, even your body? Do you take good care of your body? In a physical sense, do you eat nutritious foods? Do you exercise, keeping your body strong and healthy? But also in the sense of more of a moral sense, do you keep your body pure? Do you live chastity according to the vocation that the Lord is calling you to at this moment in your life? Or does your body control you? I eat whatever I want whenever I feel like it. I drink as much as I want. Or I go and have sex as I see fit. So does your body have this kind of control over you? Would you be comfortable if Jesus was literally sitting or standing right next to you amidst all of the activities of your daily life? Would you be comfortable? Or do you want to keep him in another room? Or maybe even outside? Put him outside with the dog, right? Maybe he can't see you there. Do you fit God into your day? Or is your day oriented around God? Is he the center? That's key. That's very key. Now, I know these are challenging questions. They're well worth your reflection and mine so that we can better assess, is Jesus really King in our lives? Brothers and sisters, if you want true freedom and peace, then you must let Christ take charge of everything in your life. He can handle anything and everything and will lead you into flourishing. That's what he always does. But guess what? You can't handle anything and everything in your life. I can't either. No matter how hard you try. And the harder you try, the more you're going to go in the down spiral, right? It's almost like sinking in the quicksand. We're grasping for things and we end up going down paths of sin. You go down this path, you're going to be rewarded with anxiety, nervousness, anger. You will often be upset and grasping for things that you don't have. You will never truly be satisfied. It won't happen. So let him liberate you from this vicious cycle. Let him be your king by leading you to the cross, but only so that you can die to yourself and rise to new life with him each day through the sacraments, daily prayer, and service to others. That's what he wants for you. Let him share the glory of his kingdom with you now, lifting you above mere earthly existence to a higher and far more wonderful life as he leads you ever closer to the fullness of his glory in eternity.